Welcome to the James River Church Podcast. You're about to hear another inspirational message from Brandon Lindell, Senior Associate Pastor at James River Church. It's our prayer that this message is an encouragement and blessing to your life.
Welcome to prayer meeting. If you're new tonight, we're so glad you're here. I'm going to have a lot of fun communicating to you. I'm wearing like 1,000 pounds on my back right now, and I can't see anything, and I'm drinking. I got cold decaf coffee, guys. Cold decaf coffee. Woo! This is harder than I thought. How many rocks did you put in this backpack, Chancellor? Is this like, he says there's 3, but they must be massive. All right. Well, you're like, where's he gonna go from here? I have no idea. No, I'm just kidding. I hope. Okay. You know, I am wearing a lot of weight on my back right now. I do have cold decaf coffee and I can't see anything. And I'm doing this for a reason. Probably you're wondering why. And I'm not gonna preach like this the whole time because, I mean, maybe it would work, but maybe it wouldn't. I could die up here. I'll say this. If I was wearing all of this and I just came to your house and I was like, hey, how are you? First of all, you might call the police. But then after you found out it was me, you might let me in. And I came up and I said, hey, can we talk real quick? Can we talk? Thank you. And you said, yeah, just like you did, half of you. And I said, can we talk? And you said, yeah, sure, come on in. And I came in and I was like, I sat down on the couch, which I'd love to right now. But honestly, I might injure myself permanently for you tonight in this message. But I sat down on the couch and I said, hey, I just got to get something off my chest. Like, when it comes to life, I'm just not getting much out of it. Like, I feel run down all the time. I can't go anywhere. I can't do anything. I'm tired. I just feel like I'm not getting much out of life. You'd be like, Brandon, you're crazy, man. Like, get that backpack off your back. Get those blinders off your eyes. Get that decaf coffee out of your hand and get some real coffee, all right? You know what I'm saying? You would say, you're crazy. There's no mystery about why you're not getting much out of life. You need to make some changes, man. You got to do something different, right? Wouldn't you say that? Isn't that what you'd say? Hopefully that's what you'd say. You'd be a true friend. But you know what's interesting? I'm gonna look at you now. You know what's interesting? Is as believers, there are things that God's given us to help us as we go to pray, as we go to walk with Him, that can give us life, that can give us freshness, that can make our walk with Him. You know, Jesus said it's better than anything else. It's better than you ever dreamed, that out of you will flow living water, that there's a life we can live that is an abundant life that's full. But at times as believers, maybe you can say, that's not the life that I'm experiencing right now. Yeah. That when I go to pray, I feel a little bit heavy. When I come into prayer meeting, maybe you're here tonight and it feels like I can't see anything past my own situation. Like I can't seem to see God right now. I don't know where God's at. My situation just seems so big. I feel like I'm walking around with the blinders on. Maybe you're in here tonight, and when it comes to your walk with God, you're like, man, I'm okay. It just kind of seems a little bit like cold decaf. A little bit. Is somebody coming to help me right now? Nope, they're just walking away. Walking away. It's dark in here, don't worry. Nobody knows, okay? There's not a freshness to it. There's not a life to it. It doesn't really do anything for you. It just kind of tastes bitter and cold. So what's the answer? Is that just how it is? Or are there things available to us that can help us? So briefly, I'm going to set this stuff down. I'm going to do like a full squat up here, all right? That's what it takes, people. Oh, that feels so good. Oh, and I have to put that on later, all right? All right, so I'm gonna set this one right here. Okay, put those right there so you can see them. There you go. They fell over. We're gonna look at a verse or a passage in Psalm 103. It's a great psalm. And it's a psalm of David. And it's a great perspective song because it puts things in perspective where they should properly be when we're followers of Christ, when we're walking with God. And we'll put it on the screen. It says, "Praise the Lord, O my soul, and all my inmost being, praise his holy name. Praise the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all your sins and heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit and crowns you with love and compassion, who satisfies your desires with good things." That's a good scripture, isn't it? That'll get you pumped up. You need to read that maybe 1, 2, 3, 4,000 times and get it in you. Because that scripture will make all the difference for how you approach God, for how you see your walk with God. It just puts life in you. If you want fresh, if you want when you go to pray and when you go to approach God, you want that freshness of the Holy Spirit. You want that freshness of his life when you walk into a situation that is challenging or tough, or you're like, I just don't know what to do in here. You want that grace of the Lord. God, I have enough in you. God, I'm able to face this situation. What gives that kind of freshness? What makes you walk into a prayer meeting and want to pray? It's not just your energy level. It's not just how your day went. It's your perspective on what you think God is here to do and what you're here to do in your interaction with him. That if you see that correctly, it'll give you a lot of energy to pray. It'll give you a lot of energy to seek God. It will make it exciting and fun. You know, Christianity should be fun. It's fun. You know, living for God is fun because God wants to work in your life and use you to encourage people and to bring power into their situation. And those who have no hope, you can be a bringer of hope. But you have to walk in the right perspective. You have to walk in that freshness. And how do you do that? The first thing is fresh praise. Fresh praise. Praise. I love how he starts the psalm. We'll put it back on the screen. It says, "Praise the Lord, O my soul, all my inmost being. Praise his holy name. Praise the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits." Meaning, remember what he's done. Remember what God's done for you in the past, because that will help give you faith for the future. Remember, praise is literally recognizing who God is and what he has done. Accurately seeing God through the lens of Scripture, who he is. He's a God of power. He's a God who's able. Praise does that. It magnifies the Lord. Psalm 34 says this. It says, "Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together." What are you magnifying as you walk in to this place, or maybe as you walk in to pray, as you want to interact with the Lord on something, you have a need, or whatever's going on in your life, as you want spiritual freshness and vitality, what are you magnifying? I'm telling you, if you're not magnifying the Lord, then problems will come that get so big in your view that it's hard to see what God's doing and where he's at. You have to continually and constantly be magnifying the Lord. You have to continually and constantly be thinking about who he is. What kind of God do we serve? Who are we praying to tonight? Who are we praying to? What's he able to do? What kind of God do we serve? I think of Psalm 36. We'll put it on the screen. It says, "The Lord merely spoke and the heavens were created. He breathed the word and all the stars were born." Just by the breath of his mouth, stars were born. Just by his word, the heavens were created. What kind of God do we serve? And who are you magnifying? And what are you magnifying when you walk into this place? Because if you're magnifying your situation, you can be blinded. You can literally walk into prayer meeting like this. And you're like, God, I've come to pray. I just need to find you. But right now, all I can see, God, is my situation that I have with my boss, and my boss is brutal, God. And man, wow, my boss, wow, I have to go back to work tomorrow. That's horrible. How is this going to work? I don't know how this is going to work out, God. I was praying. That's what I was doing. I was praying. I can't see anything, God, right now. Like, you're magnifying it, and then you're blind, and you're relying on maybe somebody else to help you get into the presence of the Lord, but to even start that journey, you're so blinded by your situation that you can't see the God you serve, that the God who breathes stars wants to meet with you tonight, wants to work in your life tonight, but you have to magnify him, because you'll never come to a God who's small to help you with a situation that's big. But you can never out-magnify God. You can never make him so big that you're like, God's looking up there and be like, wow, they blew me out of proportion tonight. I mean, come on, people. You can't do it. You can't do it. He's too big. So when you make your situation all you see, you're blinding yourself from a God who's overly and abundantly able to help you. Overly and abundantly. And that's why praise is so important. You know, the worship songs, we've said this before, but the worship songs aren't just filler time to make sure everybody gets in their seat before the sermon. The worship times are setting our perspective. The songs we're singing are setting our perspective that our God's greater. I love that. Oh, praise the name of the Lord our God. Oh, praise his name forevermore. For endless days we'll sing your praise. Oh, Lord our God. Praise freshens your walk with God. It freshens your perspective. A fresh praise. Then you got to have fresh grace. A fresh grace. Fresh perspective on grace. And I'm obviously committed to you guys. I'm just going to say that because I'm going to put this thing back on real quick. And I may need some help, but we'll see. Because it's way back here. All right. You know, there's nothing worse than trying to live your life for God full of condemnation. And that's what this backpack is. It's condemnation. You know, anybody who's a believer in Christ, anybody who's a Christian, you know, the Bible says that we're saved by grace through faith. By grace, the grace of God. It's a free gift. But if we're not careful, we can start to fall back into condemnation. And condemnation as a believer makes everything a lot harder as a believer. It's a lot harder to have faith when you're living under condemnation. It's a lot harder to praise God when you're living under condemnation. You're like, man, I want to go to prayer meeting tonight, but I am so tired of trying to be good enough to pray, and but I need to go, so I'm going to go. And you walk into prayer meeting like this, and you're out of breath, and you come before God, and you're like, God, I'm working, man, but it's hard, and Lord, it's heavy, and God, I know, I made some mistakes, Lord, we both know that happened, and I'm carrying it, though, God, I'm taking care of it. God helps those who help themselves, and so I'm helping myself, Lord, I'm doing real good, but I just don't have faith to go to the altar tonight, because it's too heavy to get out of my chair, and I can't do it. And eventually, you get too tired, and you're going to pull something in your back, possibly. That was not part of the illustration. But again, eventually, you get too tired, and rather than taking the backpack off, you just sit down, and you go, I'd love to do good things for God, but I just can't. It's too heavy. I have too much baggage. So I'll just leave that to somebody who's more spiritual than me so they can do something. because I can't do anything with this bag on my back. That's condemnation. That's what it looks like. And I got to leave it on. I got to leave it on until I read Romans 8. Because Romans 8 says, he said with anger in his voice, there is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus, for the law of the Spirit of life has set you free from the law of sin and death. So all that means, you know what? In Christ, your past sins, your present sins, and your future sins are taken care of on the cross, that you don't have to carry that weight around anymore. And so when you come in, you know, like we talked about at communion, you can come boldly before the throne of grace in your time of need. That, in fact, Hebrews says that. Hebrews says this. It says this in Hebrews. We're going to put it on the screen in faith. For we do not have a high priest in Jesus who's unable to sympathize with our weakness. But we have one who's been tempted in every way just as we are, yet he was without sin. You know why that's important? Because we're covered in Christ. We're covered in Christ. Yet let us approach the throne of grace with what? With confidence. Not with baggage. Not tired out because we aren't good enough, not trying really hard, but with confidence that we might receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need. That is the freshness that comes through grace. I think often what we do is we go like this. We take our condemnation. Right now, this is what you're doing. This is exactly what you did. You took the backpack off and you said, oh, that feels so good. Walking in scripture. All right, good. But you know what I need to do? You know what? You're right. God doesn't count my sins against me. So you go to your backpack. I'll try to come out from behind the podium so you can see me on the camera. So you take your backpack and you go like this. You open it up. And you go, okay, what's in here that's holding me down? I don't need it anymore. God saved me. That's awesome. And I'm pulling this just like Chancellor showed me before the service. Chancellor, oh, no, got it. Got it. It took him like a half hour to figure it out. All right, so you go, yeah, that's right, no condemnation. So hold on a second. I got to unload my sin because sin's bad. All right. So I'm going to just talk in the mic and take this rock. Yep, that was a bad day. All right. And then, I did do this. So, lest you thought I was joking, some of you guys were like, there's nothing in that. I bet that's full of pillows up there. Yeah. There's this one. Yep. Is there any more in there? You were right. There is a pillow in here. And you go. So you go, great. Okay. No condemnation. Awesome. And then it's like altar time, and this is you. You emptied your rocks, and you're like, I need stuff from God, man. So no condemnation. I'm getting up here. And I think the question for you would be, why do you have the backpack? You're like, well, I know me. Tomorrow, I'm going to make some huge mistakes, all right? So I'm going to need this. Otherwise, I'm not going to be able to carry anything, all right? I'm going to need this. Otherwise, I'm not going to be able to function. And that's the great thing about grace and what Christ has done for us is he says, I'll take the rocks out. The Bible says he throws our sins as far as east to west. But I'll also take the backpack, all right? Because you don't need it anymore. Because you're going to be free. Sin will no longer have dominion over you. You're not under law, you're not under grace. So this person that says, hey, I can just sin and do whatever I want, they don't understand grace. That's what the Bible says in Romans. But when you understand grace, you know, I can come boldly before the throne of grace. And there's something fresh about that. Fresh faith, finally. Fresh faith, the musicians can begin to come. So, fresh faith, when we don't have faith, the Bible says, believe and not doubt, for he who doubts is like a wave on the sea, tossed and turned by the wind, double-minded man, unstable in all that they do. And sometimes, Christians can walk with doubt. And I mean, some Christians see it as a badge of honor. It's like carrying around a cup of cold decaf. So I don't know why that would be cool. Yeah, I got my cold, I'm drinking cold decaf today, people. I am tough, all right? You're like, no, you're crazy. Because nobody would drink this and enjoy it. Cold decaf, it's like bitter and nasty, and it doesn't do anything for you. It's like a worthless cup of coffee. You're like, wow, that was really creative, Brandon. Keep it coming. It's bitter. You know, when we get doubt in our spirit, when it comes to the things of God, so praise helps magnify God, grace helps us come before God. Doubt will cause all kinds of things to come out of your mouth that only make your situation more bitter. They don't help you at all. It just has like a nasty flavor, and it's worthless, and it weighs down and makes your walk with God really struggle. And so how that plays out is like, man, I'm never gonna get through this. Ugh. Yeah, I don't know. Like, whatever you're facing, maybe you need a job. You're like, I don't know. I prayed. I just don't know. It's just like, there's no openings, and I don't think God's gonna help me. Man, you always like, God, I know there's grace, but because grace comes through faith. But God, I've sure done a lot, God, and I'd love for my rocks to be on the stage, but I don't know if you can save a person like me, because I'm not good enough. And it's all doubt-filled. And it has this bitter taste, and it's cold, and it's not life-giving, and it's not beneficial at all. That language that comes out of your mouth. Go back to Psalm 103 and just say, see what David says. Who forgives all your sins and heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit and crowns you with love and compassion, who satisfies your desires with good things. Who's the initiator? Who's doing the action in that moment? It's God, and God's good, and he does good, and he heals all your diseases and redeems your life from the pit that you're in. Change your language, get some fresh faith to say, if our God is so great and I magnify the Lord and I can come boldly before him, before the throne of grace, then God, you're gonna help me. And God, if you are gonna help me, that means there's some real power gonna come into my situation, and I can have faith that changes my situation. I can have faith. You know what Jesus says? He says this in Matthew 17. He says this. Jesus told him, I tell you the truth. If you have faith as even as small as a mustard seed, you could say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it would move. You know what he's saying? Just a little bit of faith will do. Just a little bit of faith tonight will do. You know what? Why don't you just step out in faith? Why don't you just say, you know what? I'm going to believe God. I'm not going to go off my expectation or my experience. I'm going to go off what the Word of God says. I'm going to go off of what the Word of God says, who God is. I'm not going to go off of what I have to bring to the table. I'm going to go off of what he has to bring to the table. And I'm going to watch God do something great. And I'm going to look my situation in the eyes, knowing that I have magnified my huge God. And I'm going to see God move a mountain in my life in Jesus' name. I just hope that I would be a person of faith, because the Bible says without faith, it's impossible to please God. So we have to believe God. But when we believe him, he moves in mighty ways. When we believe him, he helps us. When we believe him, he goes before us. When we believe him, it's good. Now, I will say I have a cup of coffee, a real cup of coffee here, a real. And I have been waiting for this, because I didn't drink coffee before the service, because I said I'm going to have one in the service. Come on. It's hot, it's fresh, and it's going to give me a little bit of energy, people. That's faith, man. If you ever watch a Christian that just don't have any life to them, They're either over-magnifying their problem, living in condemnation, or they don't have any faith. But when we magnify the Lord, when we walk in grace and we have faith, there's a life that you can bring into your work. There's a life that you can bring into your family. There's a life that you can bring into the people around you that says, you know what? You can believe God. Hey, let me pray for you, because when I pray, big things happen. They're like, oh, do you think you're so good? No, he's good. And so I'm boldly before the throne of grace, knowing he's going to help me in my time of need.